The Orange County Board of Commissioners does not have a meeting scheduled this month, but they still have one very big agenda item to tackle, choosing someone to fill the seat left vacant by Renee Price when she got elected to the State House. The board is seeking applications from residents who want to fill the seat, and today is the deadline if you want to throw your hat in the ring. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
The appointment process is used in Orange County when a term goes unfinished. In this case, Renee Price was elected to a four-year District 2 term in 2020, meaning whoever takes her seat will hold it through the 2024 election cycle. The four-page application for her seat has been posted on the Orange County website since early December. The questions ask for written responses to how the county government ought to best address diversity, funding needs, and affordable housing. Orange County Commissioner James Zeta Bedford said while those responses will be what ultimately helps the county board make its selection, there are broader rules that limit who can apply.
There are a couple of prerequisites. You need to be 18 years old. You've got to be a Democrat. You need to live in District 2. And if you're not sure, you can go to the State Board of Elections and check which district, or you can call our elections department and double check that. It's generally the area that goes to Orange County schools.
After the application cycle is closed on Friday, the Orange County Democratic Party will have a chance to provide input. Since Price was registered with the party, Bedford said the group will review the applicants during a meeting on January 30th and can make an official endorsement.
It's a non-binding recommendation. When we did this a little over a year ago, there were four applicants, and they recommended all four, but it's very loose as far as, you know, what they want to do.
That most recent appointment process was to fill Mark Dorison's seat in 2021. Honor Richards, who was elected for a full term to the county board this past election cycle, was unanimously chosen. If there is not a robust pool or one standout applicant, the county government will have to go back to the drawing board. Bedford explained what the timeline would be over the next month if this first round of applications comes up empty.
I hope that doesn't happen. But if it did, at the end of the month, you know, I forget however many days that is, the clerk of court would actually have to appoint. So we would need to quickly open up applications again, go through that process, which is why we did it the first meeting in February 7th, just in case, to give us those additional 3 weeks if we need it to repeat the process.
Bedford said for those looking to get their applications in on the final day, or if there is a potential future round, any questions or concerns people have could be directed to the current elected officials.
They're certainly welcome to reach out to any commissioner. We'd be glad to answer questions. If you have questions about the responsibilities or the duties, Laura Jensen, our clerk, would also be glad to answer that for you.
The board chair added that anyone hoping for the role ought to be prepared to face a steep learning curve and to be very passionate about local government operations.
We go from animal services to zoning. Libraries, planning, there is so much. There's still things that the county does that I probably don't know about. And if you have that interest in serving the community, we welcome your application.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And if you want to apply to fill the seat, you've got until 5 p.m. today. Get the link to the application document on our website, chapelboro.com. Over to UNC now, where lead testing has resumed and six more buildings have come back with positive tests in sinks and drinking fountains, including the Hill Alumni Center, Loudermilk Hall, and the Campus Y. You can get the full list of affected sites on chapelboro.com. There have now been over 100 campus buildings with positive lead tests. State-level education news, NNO reporting new test results show an increased percentage of early grade students are on track in reading this year versus last year. School officials say that's a good sign that students are rebounding after the disruptions caused by the pandemic. Also in school news, a new judge has taken over the long-running Leandro case over whether the state is adequately funding K-12 education. Superior Court Judge James Ammons has been appointed to the case, taking over for Mike Robinson, who stepped down to ease his workload. WRAL reports the State Board of Education has unanimously approved a request urging lawmakers to fully fund a court-approved remedial plan to resolve the case. Among other things, that request includes $100 million to hire 1,000 more school nurses and social workers. Also in Raleigh, some good economic news. Business Facilities magazine has named North Carolina as the state of the year for economic development. Governor Roy Cooper's office announced that yesterday, second time in 3 years that North Carolina has received that honor. And back locally, the town of Hillsborough is holding a meeting tomorrow open to all community members, but especially skateboarders, as the town is looking to build a skating area in Cates Creek Park, and they want feedback about what should go in it. Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver.
This is something that has been percolating for a long time. Having a skateboard facility, has been an ask from the communities and from the Parks and Rec Board for a very long time, since before I was in local government and I was a volunteer on the Parks and Rec Board. This is something that people have really wanted. And it's made it to the point where last year we set aside some funding for a skate spot at Cates Creek Park. And after a lot of discussion, the Parks and Rec Board has recommended that rather than starting out with one really big skate park, which is, you know, a big undertaking, a very expensive undertaking, their thought is, well, why don't we invest in multiple skate spots? And the term is intentional. So skate spot is thought of as a small skate park. And the first one is going to be at Cates Creek Park. And we want input on what skaters in our community would like to see there. And I imagine that a lot of those ideas will stay in the docket for the next project that comes up for another skate spot in the future.
That's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver speaking there. That meeting on Saturday is going to run from 11 to 2 in the Town Hall Annex on East Corbin Street. And it's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry and Walston. Carolina women's basketball put up a good fight, but suffered another close loss last night, 62-58 at Miami. Tar Heels kept it close, but trailed for most of the game. Deja Kelly led the way with 19 points, hitting the 1,000-point milestone for her career, but it wasn't enough as UNC shot only 35% from the floor. That's four straight losses now for Carolina, including three in a row to open ACC play. Here's Deja Kelly after the game.
You know, it comes down to small possessions in the end. And I think just they don't matter enough to us right now. And it's a gut punch, but, you know, we go back to practice and we really focus again. It sucks to be losing, but the league is really good and it just takes a lot more to win these games. The possessions matter. It takes a lot more diving on the floor, a lot more rebounds, a lot more you know, active hands, things like that to win these games. So I think that's just what it comes down to.
That's Deja Kelly speaking there. She and the Tar Heels will look to get back on the winning track Sunday when they host Notre Dame at 4. Three Carolina teams are in action today. 25th-ranked UNC Wrestling is in Pennsylvania for the FNM Open. They're also taking on Penn this weekend. UNC Gymnastics is in Vegas for the inaugural Super 16 event, competing today against Southern Utah, Washington, and Fisk. And the Tar Heel fencing team is in Louisville this weekend, competing in the North American Cup. And, of course, we got one other big game on the calendar tomorrow. UNC men's basketball also hosting Notre Dame in the Smith Center. Tip-off time, 11:30. It's an early game. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, beginning at 10 with countdown to tip-off. Finally, in hockey, a frustrating defeat, to say the least, for the Carolina Hurricanes last night. They took 67 shots, but only managed 3 goals in a 5-3 loss to the Predators. Carolina's back in action tomorrow at Columbus, starting at 4.